What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Route Runners podcast. I'm your host, Jared.
I'm Shrieker.
I'm Jason.
And 3/4 of us are eating Subway.
Yeah, this is kind of a mess, but this is not a full volume, but that's okay.
I will also be grabbing Subway only during the Monday night game. Yeah. Shout out Josh for the coupons.
Come on the show, Subway. Wait, Josh got the coupons for us?
Well, I mean, he got it in the mail, so we're all using them, so.
Oh, yeah. But
did you use the code?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took it off. It's not there.
Use the app?
No.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. But
because you can reuse them.
Yeah. Subway, come on the show. But, yeah, we're back. Week 5 recap. Full disclaimer, Jason was not here at all with us. He was at his friend's at Ohio State. Poverty school. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bookie. But I didn't watch. I was with family, but I got to know pretty much everything that went down, so we should be good. But we're going to start off with Hot Take Monday, not Hot Take Tuesday today. You guys want me to start?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll start.
We could also. I was going to say we could give our picks for Monday, but like it's not going to get until after. Yeah. So.
All right. So there's been a lot of rumors that the Bills and Panthers are striking up deals again. What is this?
Be real.
Oh. The Bills and Panthers are striking up rumors for McCaffrey to the Bills potentially. Well, I do think that can happen. My hot take is that he goes to a different team other than the Bills, that some team's going to swoop in last second and grab him. I don't know which team, but I think for certain my hot take involves McCaffrey getting shipped off, and I think he will, which is also another hot take. So, but I think the Bills are, I mean, obviously the front runners for McCaffrey, but I feel like there's going to be other teams that are desperate for running back, kind of like the Seahawks or a different team that, you know, lost their running back, the Broncos maybe. So I think they can package a better deal than the Bills, who will probably offer like Singletary and like Gabe Davis or something. So I think that a different team can swoop in there and definitely steal McCaffrey because they're going to package a better deal. So that's my hot take, that he's going to get traded, but not to the Bills.
All right. So kind of related to the Panthers, Matt Rhule was just fired earlier today. And
same with the defensive coordinator.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
he did. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he is. But.
Yeah. So my hot take is the next head coach that will be fired is Ron Rivera. I mean, I guess it's not like too much of a hot take because you look at all the teams that have not a good record. You know, all the other – like Mike Tomlin's not going to get fired. Texans head coach not going to get fired. Like,
Lovey.
He just got hired.
Exactly. Well, then David Culley really got fired hired. After a year.
David who?
Culley, Texans head coach.
But it was like at the end of the season.
Yeah. Well,
when did Matt Rhule get hired? Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah. Two, like three? Two and a half.
2020 season. Start of that.
So it's been like 2.5 years or 2.25. So just like he's one of those coaches, like he's been successful in the past and he's not going to change what he does. So a lot of teams are looking for these offensive-minded head coaches, you know, who can scheme up big plays and stuff, but that's not really Ron Rivera. He's kind of stubborn in what he does, and it's clearly not working. And now he's kind of calling out his QB now. There was an interview, like a Why Are the Commanders behind all the other teams in NFC East, and no hesitation said quarterback. So that's a little – I don't know, that could cause some problems in the locker room. Like, you're going to side with the head coach who's 1-4, or I mean – Carson Wentz is 1-4 also, but he also was just signed. I don't know for how much, but I don't know. All these things, if they lose on Thursday night to the Bears of all teams, I think.
Is that in Chicago?
Yeah. I think a Ron Rivera firing could happen sooner rather than later.
I have a question for you. Where do you think Matt Rhule is going to go in the NCAA?
Pac-12.
I was going to say back to Temple.
He's not built for Big Ten football.
Facts.
Yeah.
Back to Temple.
I don't know. That's
we're not just going to fire their coach.
I was going to say if he really –
that would be hilarious.
It doesn't seem like him, but it's like a sooner or later thing with Auburn. You never know. I feel like that's an interesting place.
Because
he turned around Baylor. Baylor is a pretty sizable place. Obviously, Auburn's in the SEC, so that – comes with its own challenges, but Is there any openings in Pac-12 right now?
Yeah, Arizona State and Colorado.
I was going to say, it's kind of tough to tell because, I mean,
it's kind of random.
There aren't many firings mid-season in college football, so I think that'd be something I feel like it would happen after the season, and there'd be many more jobs open.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he also could take a coordinator role. I don't really know. Honestly, I don't.
He's had success in college. I feel like he's just going to go back.
Yeah, that probably. That would be my guess. College. I mean, I can't really say what team. There's so many, but
right now the Panthers have to pay him a little bit above $800K for the next 4 years. And one thing about Arizona State is I'm pretty sure they're going to face like heavy sanctions, like no bowl games for like at least the next year or two.
For what?
Yeah. Because there was like some stuff with Herm Edwards with like recruiting and stuff. So. I feel like that's gonna get them like some in trouble.
Yeah. My hot take has also something to do with coaches. I also agree with Jason. I think Ron Rivera is the next guy to get fired, but the next guy after that.
Are you
trying to one up Jason?
No, not really.
The next guy after the next guy, Kyle Shanahan.
Definitely not Kyle Shanahan. He will. I think Dan Campbell is officially on the hot seat.
Finally.
Yeah, I'm finally going towards that.
All right, they're 1-4, right?
They're 1-4. They won against the Commanders, so we're already talking about a team that potentially could have their coach fired. I think Dan Campbell will make it out the year. But for how good that this offense is playing, they just put up 0 points this week against the Patriots and let up 29. So it's a Bailey Zappe in his first ever start, right?
Tom Brady 2.0.
Yeah, his first ever start.
Yeah, first ever start, you give up, 22 because the defense.
A lot of it was Ramondre Stevenson, though.
Still, is not also really a good thing if Ramondre Stevenson is lighting up your defense. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that this division is looking tougher.
Your hot takes are looking better.
Yep.
What?
We've just getting word that no Bills CMC trade talk. So
perfect.
That's right, aged well already.
James is already right.
Woo. Well, that just could mean that most CMC is not going to be traded, though.
Also true, but. Yeah, I'm not off the Lions completely. I still really like their offense. I think I'm not in this game for sure, but Jared Goff's having a much better, not better in Detroit than LA because he made a Super Bowl there, but he's been a lot better these last 2 years for Detroit rather than the last few years with the Rams. So I think that, but yeah, I do think that Dan Campbell's on the hot seat. I do think he will probably make it out the season, but will he be the head coach of the Lions in 2023? I don't know. There's been so many times where people have praised him for just being a great high energy guy, but there's only so many close games that you can lose. So that's my hot take.
You think Frank Reich's going to be on the table soon?
I think he'll be on the hot seat.
On the hot seat.
I think that they're going to give him a little bit more time. They did just win. So, and the Colts are always a team that starts off slow. And again, how many times can you really do that before you can get fired? But I think he's too good of a coach in what we saw out of him last year. I think the problems with the Colts is Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
So I don't think
if the Colts didn't start slow last year, they would have easily made the playoffs.
Yeah. He's not perfect.
Yeah. So. But I'm saying if that keeps happening, that's a common theme where they miss playoffs barely because they start slow. Then I don't think they should continue with that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry from eating Doritos.
Yeah.
So my hot take involves a game for next week. And my hot take will be that the Dallas Cowboys go into Philly, go into Lincoln Financial, and beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know why?
Because
you don't bet against Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I feel like One of the most exciting matchups for this coming week will be Michael Parsons versus Jalen Hurts. I just feel like Jalen Hurts is going to be like looking like prime, like Lamar Jackson out there, just maneuvering out of the pocket and like having Michael Parsons just chasing right after him too. So I feel like it's going to be an exciting matchup. Definitely. There's so many different storylines you can talk about with this matchup. And I feel like this is going to be a classic on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, next week of week 6 and week 7 for college is one of the better, definitely the best slate of games yet this year. For college, you have 10 Penn State at 5 Michigan. We're all going to be sweating during that. Then you have,
The TV will be off by halftime because we're going to be down.
No, I'm
joking.
I mean, I'm not one to ever be confident about my team as a Vikings fan. I've been trained to do that. 6-5-1.
No, 1-5. Mr. 1-5.
What's that?
Drew Alley.
No.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. That's not what I thought. Like, I thought you were talking about the Vikings. I was like, we're not 1-5. Yeah, but I've been trained to not be confident about my team. I think that this game against Michigan, no matter what, it's going to be decently close. But whatever, we can talk about that another day. And then you have Tennessee and Alabama, 3 versus 6. That's going to be awesome. And then at night is TCU and
Oklahoma State. 6 versus 13.
Yeah, so that's going to be an awesome game too. So, and then in the NFL, we got the rematch of the AFC Championship, Chiefs-Bills next week. And what Trika was talking about, Cowboys-Eagles. I like that. I honestly like that take. I think that, again, you don't bet against Cooper Rush. Dallas may have the best. I mean, I think the Niners have the best defense in the league. I think Dallas may be second. They look really – I mean, we could just go out of order because it makes sense. But they beat the piss out of the Rams. The Rams' offense – what I've been saying about the Rams for a while now is they are incredibly top-heavy. Their great players are the best at their positions. Kupp is 1 or 2 in receivers. Donald, obviously, is the best nose or defensive tackle in the league. Ramsey –
he's not looking like the best, but I still think he is the best.
Yeah. And then other than that, you got Bobby Wagner, who's like okay at this point. You got Akers and Henderson, who's like an running back duo. Terrible O-line. The receivers aren't that great. The Cowboys just look really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Cowboys won, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching that game yesterday, it was just – they were always on red zone just because of their defense majority. And outside of that 50-yard rush by Tony Pollard. But I just feel like heading into Philadelphia, they just come out to me as such a well-balanced team. They have a great run game with Zeke and Pollard. Next week, I'm sure if Dak plays, they're going to be even better. It's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, Dak has his resume, but Cooper Rush is 5-0. So it's going to be interesting to see what their reasoning is behind what pick they do for quarterback. But I just think they're going to be a well-balanced team, well-oiled team heading into Philadelphia. Philadelphia narrowly inches out of Arizona with that win.
Yeah, that was a
so
good game.
I definitely think people are still pretty high on Philadelphia considering they're undefeated. But just one loss behind them is the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
This is the Cowboys-Rams game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just made sense.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I mean, the Rams' offensive line just looks abysmal, and that's kind of destroying the rest of the offense. They showed this one stat during the game. I think it was, like, Sean McVay's first, like, however many years as head coach of the Rams. He's only had 4 games with 10 points or less, so it's probably, like, 4 or 5 years of coaching, right?
Yeah.
Around that?
At least.
I think 6.
Is it 6?
Oh. Because he was either 5-0 or 4-0
in
week
1. I think this is
5-0.
Yeah, it was 5-0.
Yeah, so this is year 6.
Yeah.
He's been in the league 6 years. That's, well, a head coach. That's crazy.
It's now been 4 games in just this season where they've allowed 10 points or gotten 10 points or less. So, okay, looking back, it says it's 3 games of 10 points or less. So, I mean, still, that's not very good, and I think it's all just because of the offensive line. Like, they have the skill position, the same guys as last year pretty much, and they can't put up any points. They got to fix the offensive line if they want to compete. And then for the Cowboys, I mean, you have a decision to make with Dak and Cooper Rush, and I mean –
I'd roll Cooper Rush.
It's a legitimate decision.
You're
4-0
with Cooper Rush, and Dak, I mean, sure, he played the Bucs, but he didn't even get a touchdown.
You're 0-1 with Dak. So.
He didn't even get a touchdown. I mean, the Bucs are, and they're not. They don't look like this super team that they have the past 2 years. Really,
no,
like
definitely not.
Other teams have scored. The Falcons just put up 15 on them. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's a no brainer. Like, even though you're paying Dak to be your QB1, like you got to play the guy who's playing better right now. Yeah, exactly.
And
get it because Dak hurt his hand.
Yeah. What I thought was really interesting today is what I thought was really interesting today is Colin Cowherd said this Cowboys start to the year is exactly how they started in 2016 when Dak was a rookie. Romo goes down in the preseason. That was a little different because it was a season-ending injury where with Dak, this is for – it was what?
Saying is we have Tom Brady 2.0 and Dak Prescott 2.0 all in one season.
Kinda. I mean, he's not – Cooper Rush isn't a rookie. But
same situation.
Yeah, but he's been playing great. They had a great defense back in 2016 and a great running game. Their running game probably isn't as good as it used to, as it was in that 2016 run, but it looks really similar. And yeah, Dallas looks really good, and I'm worried about the Rams, but I always kind of was. So I don't know. The NFC East is looking scary. The Eagle, the Giants in London beat Green Bay. That I did not expect. Saquon Barkley, I've always said that Tyreek Hill is the only player that can change a game off one play, but I think that there may be two now, and I think Saquon is one of them.
No,
I like that take.
Were we? I don't know how accurate that report was. Remember, we were talking about earlier how DJ Moore potentially was a team rumor with the Giants.
Well, yeah, the Panthers are just going on a complete fire sale, right, probably.
As soon as Baker went down, it's like,
I think. If they
Baker going down, like, season altering
franchise QB, man, he's the future of the franchise.
If the Giants pick up DJ Moore, I would feel very confident in them moving forward.
Oh, I would too. They look good, but I do.
Giants with receivers, I don't trust them. They can sign DJ Moore; he'll get two catches all year. Like, it's hard to trust them.
That's also
it's hard to trust Daniel Jones, especially with how good Saquon's been doing. DJ Moore can get three targets a game and do nothing. So
yeah, I also think the Packers lost that game instead of the Giants actually winning it. I think they were. I mean, you can't blow a lead to Daniel Jones, but
they blew a lead to Saquon.
The fact that they blow the lead, they were running like screen passes the whole time, and it was working. The receivers were getting open, and they were, you know, doing very well. But what the Packers do and what their identity is running the ball. And A.J. Dillon got probably, what, like seven carries the whole game. That may be even – hold on.
Jared, my Jamar jersey arrived at the international airport today.
Yeah. A.J. Dillon had 6 carries. Aaron Jones had 13 carries. I mean, you got to give these guys the ball more. Randall Cobb should not be touching the ball 7 times. I'm sorry. I know that they were winning during –
Aaron Rodgers trusts him. He's the seasoned vet of that offense besides Aaron Rodgers, which is weird to say.
But. So, yeah.
I think that proves furthermore is just how much parity there is within that wide receiver core, that where one random wide receiver from that core will just go off every week. I guess you can think like the consistency will be with Lazard. Lazard will probably give you like 50 yards minimum receiving, and like you don't know if Lazard can get like 100 more after that, or if it's gonna be Cobb going off, or maybe Christian Watson will go off for one game. Dubes will maybe go off for a good couple or three. But it really is. There's no clear-cut wide receiver one, and it's probably going to stay that way this season.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything else to say about the London game?
I was at breakfast for half of it, so that was fun. I missed all the touchdowns, besides the Saquon touchdown.
Can you pronounce the name of your restaurant?
Oof, Boof, and Bacon. Right next to us. It's so money.
Yeah, I was watching the game, and when Saquon went down, I was very sad, as one would guess. But once he came back, scored the touchdown. I mean, Saquon is him.
Saquon is back.
That's all I have to say. Yep, this is your weekly reminder that Saquon is back.
I mean, one thing also, I think we also have to give our credit to Daniel Jones, because there was many plays.
Yeah, he actually is having a pretty good year.
Down the stretch there in that game, there was many plays where maybe they were like 3rd and 8, 3rd and 13. There were a couple 3rd and 13s, and they converted them. But he was getting a lot of pressure here and there, and he still was able to get that ball out of his hands. Of course, there were still some times where he would hold the ball for too long, but his pocket presence has improved so much compared to previous years, and I think a lot of that has to be with Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll has definitely lit a fire under Daniel Jones this year.
100%.
Yeah, so I already kind of said my take about Detroit. Does anyone not think Dan Campbell's on the hot seat? Or what are your guys' opinions on
– I mean, I didn't think so going out of the game, but I mean, kind of now.
I mean, if this continues, then sure, but like, I don't know, it's Bill Belichick. He'll do that to you every once in a while. Like, it, I don't know. It's not that surprising to me that this offense finally had a bad week. Like, they're without Swift. Amon-Ra was pretty banged up. I don't think he played too much. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure the Lions had high expectations going into this year, but like, it's kind of clear their defense still is very bad. So I don't know. I don't think he'll get fired after this year just because of, like, it seems like that team loves him. So I think they'd give him another year, maybe. I don't know. That's just my take, my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. In my opinion, this just can't happen. But the Bills deck the Steelers. Gabe Davis is the new DeSean Jackson, but bigger, if that makes any sense. I mean, there's not really much to really say. I mean, we knew how good the Bills were, and we knew that the Steelers were going in here with kind of a different situation at quarterback. I thought that this game was going to actually be close. I like Kenny Pickett. I like the I think he's got like good energy. I think he has good accuracy too, like being an actual quarterback. But I don't know. I think that I thought that this was going to be like maybe one of those weird things, like Justin Herbert in his first ever start. Went literally knew 5 minutes before the game that he was starting, and then went toe to toe with Pat Mahomes and went into overtime. I kind of had a similar vibe to this. But that was completely wrong, and the Bills just destroyed everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could seriously make an argument for the Steelers having the worst offense in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, like a new rookie QB's in, so they're going to have some growing pains to start. But, like, the play calling, too, is horrible. Like, and they don't have an offensive line. They can't run the ball, yet they still try to run it a lot. Even though they're down like 30 points to the Bills, but you know, they have good receivers, but they, I don't know, that offense is terrible.
Yeah.
And without TJ Watt, like they haven't won a game without TJ Watt yet. So
would you say that the Steelers are a bottom five team in the league right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn close.
Yeah. No, I think they definitely, it's who's in that category?
Houston Lions.
Bears. Lions, I'd Commanders,
Colts.
No,
the Colts are better than Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so that's four right there. I don't know why.
The only thing Pittsburgh is better than the Colts is Watt when he's healthy and.
Let me. I don't want to see
Texans.
What are the
NFL teams? You said Texans. Let's see.
What other NFL teams are there?
You said Lions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Texans. I'd say
Panthers or Panthers worse.
Oh yeah, for sure. Bottom five teams, I'd say, are Texans, Commanders, Panthers, Lions, and
Bears.
I think the Lions are probably
– Steelers are probably like five or six, in my opinion. I don't
know. Yeah,
they're bottom ten for
– I think the Panthers are probably the second worst team.
Yeah.
After Houston.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the Bears beating the Panthers. Their team is so
Yeah, bad. I think the Bears are better.
I mean, I honestly think the Texans – I'll put Steelers at five because I think the Texans are better than them. I think they're actually a decent team.
I just think, like, it just feels so – it just feels like – I hope this is not going to turn into a Josh Rosen move by Pittsburgh because they're playing a lot of tough defenses these next couple of weeks. Let's just say they find themselves at in the first pick. CJ Stroud's there, Bryce Young's there. I feel like
it's very interesting.
Yeah. Obviously Will Anderson could be there, but let's just say they get into number like the second pick. I don't think they're in the position where they can trade down. They need more talent.
Yeah, I mean, the main problem is the offensive – well, Matt Canada is the main problem. You can't really fix that through the draft.
I don't think there's a lineman that you can probably pick in the top three picks this year.
No, and I mean, look, if Minkah Fitzpatrick doesn't block an extra point, which how many times you see that? I know I said this last week too, but then they're 0-5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're still going into a stretch where they're playing Tampa, Miami, and
Tampa, Miami, Philly.
Yeah, that's right.
And then off the bye, it's New Orleans and Cincy again.
And they still haven't played Baltimore during that stretch at all. So, it's looking rough.
I hope Kenny Pickett has the highest self-esteem and confidence just because he got ragdolled in this game and he's going to get a whole lot more of that.
Yeah.
They're going to get torn up next week.
Yeah, the argument of top five worst is interesting. We can probably do a whole separate episode on that if we wanted to. I don't know. I think –
like it depends on what you mean. Like if you look on like a roster wise, that I don't think they're top bottom five.
Oh, definitely not. Well,
but by performance, yes.
Well, I feel like I'm gonna base it off like their performance because then you'd say the Chargers are probably the best team in the league, but clearly not because they.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about that game. Brandon Staley is an idiot. Well, okay, so we're moving to the Chargers now?
Oh my, let's hear it. Wait, didn't the Chargers
win? Let's go, Mike.
Yes,
let's
we should have lost.
Let's go, Mike Williams.
Like this is exactly like me.
No, this is worse.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
So this team is exactly the same as last year. You can't fucking stop a nosebleed on the ground. Nick Chubb looked like Jesus again because our run defense is horrendous. Thank God for Austin Eckler and Mike Williams and Herbert. Like, we were able to score enough points. And then
Asante Samuel, too. Was he the guy that got the pick at the end of the game?
Yeah, I think.
Maybe, I don't know.
I kind of forgot all about what happened before because it's okay. There's a minute left. They don't have any timeouts, I'm pretty sure. They have one, the Browns. It's at midfield. It's 4th and 2. And they went for it.
Yeah.
And they threw a jump ball up. They didn't even try and get anyone open. And
was it to Mike Williams?
Yeah. And then the Browns were set up for about a 50-yard field goal. And he missed. We should have lost. A minute left in the game. You really don't trust your defense to stop Jacoby Brissett from getting probably about like 50 yards and in field goal range. Are you kidding me? I think Brandon Staley just, because even earlier on the year, this year, he kind of looked like he toned down the going for it on fourth down and realized like, you know, maybe we should just punt, trust our defense. And then he decides to change his mind now at the end of the game with a minute left and they have one timeout, I think. And Jacoby Brissett, it's unbelievable. He's going to throw away games for us this year. And I don't know. I'm glad we won, but
yeah,
but like it's just concerning.
Yeah. For the spread picks this week, I was already doing the Cowboys and I was already doing the Seahawks. I ended up doing Bengals +3.5. So I went 2-1, but my other pick, if I didn't do the Bengals, it was going to be the Browns because I thought that Garrett was going to destroy your offensive line with no Slater. And
yeah.
I don't know. I kind of thought that the Browns were going to win. And it ended up working because it was +2.5. But yeah, I mean, you pretty much said everything that I think we would have needed to say for this game. So
yeah, I think I got the point across.
Yeah. All right. Next, I didn't really learn anything from the Dolphins Jets game. I mean, the Jets offense scored 40 points, but they were in pretty much great field position the entire time. And the Dolphins, after the first quarter, had Skylar Thompson as their quarterback, who I don't know who that is. Does anyone have anything to say about this one?
One thing I will say is credit has to be given to the running game. Yeah, that's the term I was looking for. Yes, the run game for the Jets there. Michael Carter and Breece Hall were fantastic against this Dolphins defense, and I think going forward, they're definitely going to be a team to watch out for their run game. Zach Wilson, I don't think I saw too much from him, and I don't think there was anything.
I'm really not a Zach Wilson guy. I'm just not.
I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. Their offense did look good, like, I think I remember when we were going through the division previews, I was like, yeah. Or when we went over like the overrated thing, I said the Jets draft class and like they look very good. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was wrong on that one, but yeah, Breece Hall looks really good. Garrett Wilson obviously looks good, but like I still don't think Zach Wilson's very good. So that might hold him back in the future, but still, like, scoring 40 points on a team like the Dolphins, who have been pretty good to start the year defensively and offensively. So that's impressive. But, like, I'm not going to take much away from this game on the Dolphins' end just because, like.
Who do they play next week?
The Dolphins?
The Vikings.
The Vikings. Right,
they play the Packers.
Yeah.
I feel like, they're going to find a way to win that one, too. And
I think the Jets could win that.
They could win it.
Because they're just going to
run. I don't know. I kind of think they're better than thought they would be going into the year. What are they, 3-2 right now?
Yeah, but their wins again came against Skylar Thompson.
No, I know.
The Browns and the Steelers looks worse and worse each week. So
no, I know, but I think their offense is a lot better than we realized. And
I mean, Packers the Dolphins defense has looked really good and they let up 40. But I mean, a lot of it was because Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, that obviously is gonna like add on to that, but still, I don't know. I think they're better than we thought going into the year for sure. I mean, I didn't think they'd be a good team at all going into
next
the year.
Next week's going to be a reality check for them, though. They have to play Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. I personally agree.
They're riding a high against Skylar Thompson and putting up 40 points. I hate to say it, but like,
yeah.
next week's gonna be a reality check. They're gonna like be like, wow, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
We're not playing a backup or a third string or a defense, or we're gonna be automatically put on their own 20-yard line. Like, it's just, they're gonna be put in check.
The only thing I want to say to that is I was really good having that mentality with the Giants, and yet the Giants somehow pulled it off. And I feel like if I have to see this man Zach Wilson grittying on the Packers, that will be like the death of me. Like, I do not want to see that next Sunday. And like, I feel like it's just like, what are the Packers are 2-3 now, or
3-2?
3-2. If they lose, they're 3-2-3, and I feel like they could start get like losing some more games on the road there too.
Yeah.
So like, I just feel like both these teams clearly want to make like a big name for themselves, and so I feel like this will be an interesting game to watch.
All right, Falcons is the next one on my screen. So,
all I tried doing after the game was refreshing my Twitter feed because I did not want to see another person complaining about that roughing the passer. Because it was so blatantly like that wasn't roughing the passer, and they got even like the petty ass reporters were like, "What did you think of the call, Tom Brady?" And he's like, "I don't throw the flags." Like, what are you asking?
What is he gonna say?
Right.
Yeah.
He won
the game. He doesn't care.
Literally, he kicks Grady Jarrett after Grady Jarrett sacks him, but no one cares about that. Jerome Boger literally is crying about it.
Remember when I said, like, the most stupid graphics are when they're like, this cornerback's passer rating another one.
From, like, Sunday Night Football or, like?
No, which
one? No, it's Sauce Gardner.
Oh.
Their favorite.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, like, I'll be honest here. It's not like I was, like, rooting for, like, I was, like, heavily thinking, like, the Falcons going to win this game. I was thinking, actually, after halftime, that Arthur Smith was going to pull out Ridder, because Mariota sometimes – he'll go on drives where he looks, like, absolutely insane, just on the ball, like, running off the ball and stuff. And then sometimes he'll just throw absolute duds, and you'll just be like, why is he starting for the team? Like, there's clear limitations with him. He can't throw the deep ball. He clearly isn't as accurate either. And so I feel like
– Hi, Josh.
Having
– Go Guardians.
Fuck you.
Did they
No, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even watch 2 hours. Like, I have a meeting. It's 8:30 to 10:30.
Just don't go.
Yeah. Do all the divisional games start tomorrow?
Yeah.
Like, one thing I still think this brings up concerns with the Bucs here, because the Falcons didn't allow them to score after, like, the middle of the third till the rest of the game. So I just think definitely, legit teams should be definitely confident, or, like, be more confident than how they used to be on the Bucs, because they're not the same Bucs team as before. They have a lot of good players, but they're always having like tweaks, injuries here and there.
Yeah.
Mike Evans will go out for like a 30-yard catch and then sit out for like the whole drive, holding his arm or something, and then come back in the third quarter or something.
As someone who had the Bucs in their Super Bowl, or as their Super Bowl champs, yeah, I'm not nearly as high on them as I was.
Yeah. To be fair, the Falcons, if they did get that sack and Falcons got the ball back, there's no guarantee that Mariota would drive down that field.
Oh, obviously.
Oh, no.
We know that he sucks in the
fall. That's why I like think that people do need to kind of relax, because one call will never determine a game.
I just think
so it was, like,
we had the momentum.
Nothing halfway through the fourth, like it was kind of like
no, the third.
Okay.
I think.
So
that was so loud.
It was almost like a miracle that they were even in that position. Like, you just be happy, like, you have a chance at winning this game based on where they were earlier. I don't know.
It also makes me kind of mad because Mariota kept it close and finished the game within one possession. Now he's going to start for the next game. And, like Arthur Smith is – like, Arthur Smith loses more and more confidence each week. But it's a clear statement if you put in, like, your rookie. So I feel like it's going to be like I'm giving it till week 7 until he puts him in. But it's the clock is ticking.
Yeah. I mean, you're handling it better than any fan or any Saints fan, let's just say that. Getting BS'd out of calls because they suck the worst. But.
I mean, it's just like I just go into what can you do? We lost the game. I already thought we were going to lose. But like, it's not – I'm not getting to like pessimistic Jets fan here. We're like, I'm already looking to the first pick next year.
Yeah.
Hey, but go Seahawks.
That is the next game.
Really?
They lost.
It is.
I know, but they still put up, what, 40?
Dude, Geno Smith is like...
Joe Burrow can never put up 40 on this.
He's gonna be my fantasy
QB. Russell Wilson right now can't put up 40 either.
Joe Burrow's playing the Saints next week. He's going to do worse than Geno Smith. That's a hot take. That's my hot take. That's not even a hot take, actually. He's going to do worse than Geno Smith.
Geno Smith is, like, good.
Yeah, Joe Burrow is not.
He was throwing some absolute dots.
That, like, the second touchdown on the lock, it was like, in triple coverage.
Yeah, I don't know.
Joe Burrow could never.
Sometimes things just don't make sense. That's pretty much my analysis of the Saints Seahawks game. Taysom Hill had 3 touchdowns.
Watching the Seahawks has now become fun.
It is.
Oddly enough, yeah.
They did lose Rashad Penny.
I mean, but yeah.
But they put up 32. I still think the Saints defense is good.
But I thought they put up like 40.
It was 39-32.
Yeah, the Lions game put up
40. I hate Taysom Hill so much.
Oh, I don't have to really say that.
I'm still glad I don't own Kamara in fantasy anymore.
Hey, he had like 22 points. He's still good.
He still vultures touchdowns, Taysom Hill. Like, as soon as when he's in, you know he's going to run with it. It's kind of annoying.
I mean, what I will say is...
But, like, I still would like Kamara in fantasy. But, like, not right now, obviously.
The Bengals will be playing a hobbled Saints team that might not even have Olave next week, so...
Yeah, because he got dead.
Still, Burrow's going to throw 3 picks. They're going to lose.
Jason, do you see
Zach Taylor's going to be in the hot seat?
Touchdown, and then he, like, dies?
Yeah. I didn't even see it.
He catches the ball.
I'm surprised that got called, like, a touchdown, too.
We got it.
Well, no, but, like, it didn't look like he had, like, it didn't look like it.
No, I didn't even see it.
Like, both feet were down, but it didn't look like it at first. All
right.
I was also doing I wasn't doing pack. Like, I forgot what I was doing, but I wasn't paying attention.
The Texans beat the Jags 13-6.
That is a surprise. But it's a divisional game.
It is their first win. So, every team is a win now.
Yeah.
Watching that game, I don't think it was too much of a surprise, though, because Trevor Lawrence just looked like how he was, like, last year. It wasn't really, like, a confident. How he played against the Chargers, respectfully, he did not pull a similar performance.
Oh, definitely not.
No, I mean, yeah, there's going to be growing pains with young quarterbacks. That's always going to happen. They're going to lose games, but I just didn't think this would be the one where he'd look bad.
They also got helped out by the refs, too. They were, like, maybe, like, 20 yards away from the end zone. And it was a pass at ETN, and ETN fumbles it, and the Texans pick it off, and that got overturned into an incompletion there.
Mm.
So that could have been even worse for the Jaguars, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Jags have had 4 really good weeks, even though they had 2 losses during that span. So I still think that, like, playoffs for them is definitely possible, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting for them moving forward.
Game, so I wasn't, like, expecting anything less.
Yeah.
Anything can happen in divisional games.
Yeah,
like tonight at 8:30. I don't know what time.
Where the Raiders beat the Chiefs.
Nah. Go Chargers.
What happened?
Go Chargers. Yeah. I mean, I don't like my hot take as much from last week because, I mean, they lost to the Texans. Like, it's the Titans have looked better. I guess the division's really between the Jags and Titans right now because the Colts look terrible.
Their offense looks terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. This division just kind of sucks, for being honest. But this could be like the NFC East in the past years.
I think it's going to come down to weeks 16, 17, and 18 between like those three.
It's going to be a mid-off.
I feel like the Colts will somehow pull second half of the season comeback where they'll start stringing up some wins here and there, but they'll come up short like usual.
Yeah. I still can't believe they lost to the Jaguars week 18 and they were out of the playoffs.
They lost to the Jaguars this season too.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Shut up.
The Colts just suck against divisions.
Unless
they're the Titans. Actually, no, they suck against divisions.
Speaking of the AFC South, the Titans have now won 3 in a row and there's no fucking secret as to why.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry with 20, 22, and 28 carries in the last few games.
Strength of schedule, too. Sure. I mean, that was the Commanders' game to lose, and they lost it.
That game was so bad. It wasn't terrible, but
were they not in the end zone? And then
they were.
Okay, so
burger, such a burger.
I was watching this intently at Ohio State because
second rant.
Everyone there had a decent amount of money on the Commanders. And they were my spread pick. And I'm like, oh, they're at the, what, like 1 yard line? And like first and goal, oh, they got this. No, not even close. It was like third and goal. He threw what should have been a pick. I'm like, okay, well, he's got one more chance. Just forget that. No, he throws a pick on the next play. I mean, I liked Wentz going into this year, and I don't know. He's not
playing awful.
I don't know. He's –
His performance is got to be the most inconsistent performance.
Yeah, exactly. He's just very inconsistent. Diami. Like, he's...
Yeah, Diami Brown. Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah.
No, that's the wrong game.
Like, Diami burnt his man, and he has extra space, and this man just throws it up there.
Not as bad as Lamar Jackson last night. He had Duvernay twice for, like... Duvernay burnt their defense, and he had him, like, for two touchdowns, just overthrew him both times.
No, and the Commanders' defense was also good. Montez Sweat had like an insane performance. I believe it was 3 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, maybe some pressures in there too.
Yeah. Wait, is Chase Young hurt?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've not heard anything about him.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm kind of liking Tennessee moving forward. I know that it's Ryan Tannehill, and I know that it's this offensive line and this receiving core, but and I know that it's the Commanders that they played, but I don't know. I love Mike Vrabel as a coach. Their defense has been playing all right. I think that Tennessee could be looking decent moving forward. I think
they're doing it for Harold.
Yeah, Harold Landry.
What about Treylon Burks?
He's a rookie. No one cares.
He's on the IR.
Yeah.
All right, so the Vikings game. No, I don't know.
You didn't even watch.
Yeah, again, I couldn't watch, but it was I don't know. I mean, this team is 4-1. I love Kevin O'Connell, but again, there are some things about him I don't love.
Like his last name.
No.
He's Irish.
His last name is fine. I don't understand why some part of it is the same exact story as last year, where they can get a big lead and blow it. Maybe that's a Kirk problem, but Kirk started this game literally 17 of 17 as like he was completely locked in. Justin Jefferson had like 10 catches for 134 yards in like the middle of the second quarter. Like this, the offense was playing pretty much perfectly, and then the offense just goes into a complete stalemate. And this is the game where you can't do that because it's against the Bears at home. You should win this game by probably 24 points, but they don't do that. They make Justin Fields look pretty good, just bad on third downs in the second half. I mean, I get that happens sometimes. I don't know why it's happening when it was happening so much last year. I thought that some of things would change, but I mean, I don't know. They're 4-1 right now. They're looking like one of the better teams in the league. I love Kevin O'Connell's energy. That's what I do really like about him. I think he's kind of changing the culture around here, which is really good to see. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. David Montgomery kind of destroyed us. Cameron Dantzler has been really, really improving. He's probably the most improved player on the team. You know, he had a really good game. He gets a good amount of tackles for a corner, which is you don't really see too often. And he kind of won the game after he got burnt and then made an incredible recovery to strip the ball out of – I don't even know whose hands it was, but that was pretty impressive to see. So, yeah, 4-1 going into the game on the road against the Dolphins. Going to be interesting, but I don't know. And I feel like everyone kind of knew about the Bears that they aren't good. I mean, but letting up 19 points in a row to them if you're the Vikings is pretty bad too. So I don't know. Does anyone have anything else to say?
Not really. It's weird that Justin Jefferson has had 2 games against divisional rivals where he goes off in the first half and then it's just like irrelevant. Not irrelevant, but like not as good in the second half.
Yeah.
Which could be a reason why they blow games in the second half. Because they just, I don't know. I feel like, in my opinion, if you can get that many points passing the ball, why stop? Like, don't just run the clock out the whole second half. Like, keep scoring points.
Yeah.
Note to Kevin, keep throwing to Justin Jefferson no matter the time because it works.
Another note to Kevin, if you score more points than the other team, you win the game.
Yes.
So pass the ball because you
get points. Which did happen, but.
Yeah. But like Jason was saying, if you get points by passing, you should keep doing that.
Yeah.
Because if you have more points, you win.
Yeah.
That's just how football works. I mean,
that's a great definition of football.
Yeah, not right.
I feel like a team. I feel like an interesting team that should go for DJ Moore would be the Bears. I mean, with whatever draft capital they have,
he's gonna get one less target than he does normally. Which
But then at least like let's just say like what do you think DJ Moore's value is right now? Third rounder.
Yeah, second even.
Okay. DJ Moore, I'd say a third.
Yeah, so let's just say they get like DJ Moore. You at least know confidently what you have with Justin Fields moving forward. Because if they end up with a top 5 pick, okay, you can get a quarterback there. At least you don't have to get Jaxon Smith-Njigba and then see next year how good Justin Fields is, you know?
I mean, after this year, I think they'll definitely know. But
oh, right. It's just, I mean, was this the highest amount of passes thrown by Justin Fields this week?
I think so.
Right. So
they clearly are trying to involve that passing game more and more. It's just give him some more help, because right now it's just Darnell Mooney who has to make insane catches, or Velus Jones Jr. And
yeah, or Equanimeous St. Brown.
Yeah, or yeah,
that's the problem.
No, I'm pretty sure Equanimeous has like he'll have this one big play throw and like just like run plays as if he's Debo Samuel, which he's not.
No, he's not Debo Samuel. All right, speaking of Debo Samuel, the Niners with a 37-15 win over Carolina. I kind of already said I think Carolina may be the worst team in the league, and I'm sticking by that. Obviously, they just fired Matt Rhule. Well, before we talk about the game, would you guys have done the same thing, like, right now?
I would have fired him at the end of the last year. I mean, with the amount of coaches available, like...
True.
I mean, you could have found better.
I was thinking, like, I don't know, usually I'm pretty sympathetic towards coaches and like keeping them for a while, but there's just no future here. I mean, they've just looked so much better in the past without him. And the only real bright spot with Matt Rhule that I can really remember is when they had Sam Darnold last year and they started 4-0, but then after that they won what, two games the rest of the year?
Maybe they started 4-0.
Yeah. They beat, or I don't remember who they beat, but they, I'm pretty sure maybe it was 3-0, but still.
Oh, I completely forgot about that because The Panthers, they suck.
Indeed. But yeah, in terms of the actual game, Baker got hurt, which I didn't even know. Isn't Sam and Matt Corral's hurt? Darnold's hurt too, right?
PJ Walker.
Yeah. Oh. He came into the game for the last drive.
He's PJ probably going to start next week.
Yeah, apparently he's out multiple weeks.
Who? Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a high ankle sprain.
Yeah. I said PJ Walker's probably going to start next week.
Yeah,
she probably should anyways.
This didn't really tell me much about the Niners because we talked about them a lot last week in the Power Rankings episode. I mean, if anything, they've moved up to 5 or 6, for at least for me, but the defense is probably, in my opinion, the best in the league right now.
They look like the best.
Well, I was going to say, the Panthers' defense didn't look terrible prior weeks, and they put up 37 on them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking real, real good. We talked about the Cowboys, and then, yeah, Eagles, Cardinals. Shrieker, your Cardinals are 2-3, but they've stayed in this game. They for as good as Jalen Hurts looked in the first half, like they played pretty well, and if it wasn't for a missed kick, could have went into overtime.
I would have wanted to. I think also what we have to take into consideration also was that James Conner and Darrell Williams both got injured too. So Eno Benjamin was the starting back for primarily the whole game.
James Conner gets hurt like every
game. I don't even think James Conner's that good anyways.
He's not, but he's going to be taking up a lot of their
plays. He's definitely the best on the team.
Eno Benjamin, first waiver wire priority.
All right, he's actually picked up.
Fuck.
You know about who?
I wasn't going to actually
pick him.
No. It's the most random person in our league.
Ashlyn?
No.
Josh?
No.
Jacob?
No.
That was my next guess. Is it Dave?
No.
That would make sense. It's James Conner.
I'm assuming it's you.
No. Well, it's Petrarca.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I didn't expect at all.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Petrarca.
I mean, I'll find someone else to add.
Yeah, I mean, they kept it pretty close. I didn't expect Rondale Moore to actually have like an impact, but he actually was playing in pretty well for coming back from an injury, and this was like his first legit game. I will say those jerseys are pretty nice as well. But I mean, it comes down to the kicker there. Obviously, they had to show clips of him missing from the exact same distance pregame too. So my confidence was already at a low before the
exact miss that he had pregames were in the game too.
That's the revenge for Greg Joseph missing there last year when it was 33 yards to win the game.
I mean, they can definitely make things right with this next week against Seattle, but you know, at this point, it's going to be interesting because Seattle plays every game as hard as possible.
That's going to be a good game, dude. This is such a good weekend.
I was going to say I will give the Cardinals credit. They did stick in that game with probably the best team in the league or top three for sure.
Yeah,
but
They're
still a 5-win team.
I think after this week. And maybe after tonight, I think you can definitely make the argument that Buffalo is one.
Now. Even though like it Eagles are 5-0, Bills are 4-1, I'd still
even though it was the Steelers that they beat this week.
It depends how the Chiefs play.
Who did the Bills lose to?
The Dolphins.
When they lost three of their offensive linemen in one game and didn't have six of their starting defenders.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. That we can probably go on for a while. I think you can really put Buffalo there. I don't know because they look a lot better this week. But Jalen Hurts is like legitimately really good. Like he was making a lot of really nice plays on third down. Their offense is a little like annoying how run oriented it is. But I mean, they still have great receivers, and when they need them, they're gonna use them and use them well. I think. Do you guys think if there's anything to hold this team back? What is it? Because I would probably say it's Nick Sirianni. I'm not 100% sold. I'm not 100% sold.
Anything to hold them back?
Yeah.
Wasn't their O-line banged up? Because I think that was their one flaw going into this
game. I was just going to say maybe like O-line injuries because we saw Jason Kelce. I'm pretty sure he went down in that game, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I saw him on the ground. I don't know if it was just like something silly, but I mean,
he just tripped.
Yeah, I don't know. But like Hurts, he's shown he can throw the ball very well. They have good skill position players. Like, they can run the ball. Their defense is very good.
They have the wide receiver core.
Yeah, I think so.
Devonta and AJ Brown. Dallas Goedert is really good.
Right now, I'd say there's nothing, like, within the players that's going to hold them back besides maybe, like, injuries.
Well, yeah.
Or the coach.
That's a little different. Yeah. If they don't win the NFC this year, I personally think it's just going to be about something with Sirianni, which, I mean, the NFC right now is wide open. Obviously, it's only week 5, so we can't even, like, go into really who's contenders and not yet, but
I mean, we can probably
get it. We can get into it, but, like, we can't, like, I feel like our predictions will be much more accurate in, like, 4 more weeks.
I mean, our predictions will be accurate probably in week 18, but
well, yeah, that too, but it's obviously still very early, but I feel like, yes, do the Eagles look like the best team right now? Yeah. But Jason always says, like, with the Bills, like, I mean, I think we're all pretty much keen on the Bills, Chiefs, and Eagles are the three best teams in the league, right?
Yeah.
The only thing that would be holding the Bills back, Jason always says, is that they can't run the ball when it gets cold. The Eagles completely do that.
Yeah.
But I think
Jason always? Like, the Ravens?
Jason always.
Oh. I was like, what?
No, Jason always.
What would a Ravens DN?
I don't know if Jason always can speak. But
it sounded like Jason always.
That
was
a strong assumption.
That was a strong assumption. Yeah, if anything,
also future Penn State alum. I mean,
yeah, the Eagles.
Jason is also going to be a Penn State alum.
Yeah,
hopefully.
If something will be holding the Eagles back from these top three teams, I think what it is for them would be Nick Sirianni. But I don't think that he has done anything too wrong this year. It's just not lack of experience and all. But all right, the last thing would be, or the last game we got is Sunday Night Football, Ravens Bengals.
You good there? Did you fart?
No, I had to do the dual mobile thing, and mine only works for the call.
Oh, right.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Justin Tucker hits the game-winning field goal to beat the Bengals.
What else is new?
1917.
The Bengals suck. The Bengals are not a top-10 team.
Mike.
I don't want to keep going into this. I, like, every time the Bengals are on offense, I either think it's going to be a 3-and-out or a pick, and most of the time that game, it was. I've lost confidence in Joe Burrow. He was my MVP pick before the season started, and obviously that's not going to happen. I just don't know what went wrong. I mean, I'm kind of speechless. I expect them to be really good, and then they're what, 2-3 now? They suck. So they don't suck.
No, they definitely don't suck.
It's just annoying because they have the weapons and the talent, but it's just I mean, most of it is the O-line still. It does not look improved at all.
Cardinals Seahawks discussing pushing Sunday's game to earlier start time to avoid conflict with MLB playoffs.
They don't play at the same stadium, though.
Yeah, but the Mariners. I don't know. I guess they don't want to lose out on money.
I make the Cardinals the home team. I don't know.
Wow.
You can't do that.
I'm joking. If it's at a neutral site, or no, they're not going to change the location. Never mind.
Yeah, just the time.
That means people are going to have to wake up at what, 10 a.m. for a football game?
I guess, yeah.
At that time, because they're in the West. So.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
I would wake up for 10 a.m.
Oh, no, I would too.
You wake up at 9 for Penn State, so.
They wake up at 5, so. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I don't get how you do that.
I'm not waiting up till 7 now this Saturday.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. I was so pissed at the Bengals last night that I put my whole fantasy team up for sale, and I've gotten two people to respond, and one of them was Jacob, who offered me Adam Thielen.
I mean, honest, I didn't watch much of this game. I was deceased Sunday night. But I was surrounded by
well, welcome back.
Yeah. I was surrounded by a lot of Bengals fans, and they made it clear that they think Zach Taylor is awful. So maybe, I mean, like James said, they have all the players in peace. Maybe, as we've talked about a lot already today, maybe the coach is the problem.
Last part's going to be like 4 minutes.
I ain't answering, so quit asking. Josh's lunch,
which he said was Canes, but
yeah.
I'm getting Canes. Oh, what do you think he's getting, guys?
I think Canes.
I'm going to say Subway. Bit of vibe.
What game are we talking about?
The Sunday night.
We should have done that. We should also just said Canes.
Live?
Oh,
right. Oh, my God. We should do a guessing Josh's lunch on the TikTok.
Well, it's too late for that.
That's also copying an idea.
Bagel with lox.
They don't have the copyright for that. Anyone can do that. Ever get lox in the no offense, BDG, but anyone can guess anyone's lunch or post on TikTok. There's no like copyright claim or something.
True.
Okay. Like I can say, like if there's like some TikToker who's like, oh, Eno Benjamin's gonna be the RB1 this year, I'm gonna say the same thing, and I can't get sued for that.
True.
Yeah, it's their idea, but I'm not. He doesn't have the rights to it.
I mean, I don't think you'd have any reason to say he's the RB1.
Exactly.
So, like,
no, this year.
Maybe it's just like, yeah, no, maybe it's just
it's
like
either him or Nick.
Maybe it's just better. You don't say it.
Let's take one.
You guys still recording?
Yes. We're almost done.
Yes. One thing
imagine a conversation.
Jared.
Imagine a conversation with the top.
Has anyone talked about Zach Taylor yet?
He just did. But like, you
know, okay. Dude, the top.
Yeah, I'll just reiterate.
Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb.
About Zach Taylor being a burger.
Yeah. He's such a burger.
Yeah.
I actually hate him.
I just want to reiterate what Jason was saying. Like, Zach Taylor has got to be such a burger. How do you handle Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon and Joe Burrow so poorly on an offense? Like, that team should be scoring lights in and lights out. But clearly, he has other things to do because maybe he's the one that's playing COD on double XP weekend. Because
yeah. Zach Taylor?
Yeah.
Dude, Hayden
that would
versus,
be something.
Hayden versus, like, Joe Burrow's top target. That's nothing to do with Zach
Taylor. He's actually good.
That's nothing to do with Zach Taylor. It's just the play call.
I like, feel like if Higgins was playing in this game, they would have looked a lot better. I think he makes a lot bigger of an impact to that offense.
Yeah, he does. Because the teams don't double or triple Ja'Marr.
No, it's just the way he utilizes the offense is very poor. Like,
yeah.
Did you know, like I saw a video. It's like Joe Mixon.
When Joe Mixon's running.
Yeah.
It's a runner pass.
That
happened with another player, didn't it?
Yeah, Will Lewis.
It was McCaffrey.
Will Lewis. You know, if he's
yeah,
on the
do you
field,
know
he's
that
gonna be a runner.
About that?
No, I haven't seen that.
So Joe Mixon will crouch if it's a – if it's a pass play, but then stand back up if it's a run play.
Well, they also
every
said
time.
Actually,
yeah.
They also said the week before it was the complete opposite.
Oh,
so I don't know.
It takes two plays.
That's
out.
So stupid.
It takes two plays to figure out. Oh, he crouched and they ran the ball. Oh, if he's crouching, they're gonna run the ball.
That's
but,
hilarious.
But the way they utilize Joe Mixon is also so poorly too. Like,
yeah.
I just think like they should definitely like. They should be thinking of, like, some creative ways with this off, like, creative schemes and plays, and yet they're just playing, like, this, like such sloppy football right now. Like, this Ravens team right now, I think their wide receiver one was Devin Duvernay.
Duvernay.
He could have had
and,
two touchdowns for, like, two 60-yard touchdowns.
Yeah, Lamar didn't look great, and the Ravens
yeah.
still won.
They had Devin Duvernay and Mark Andrews. I think the Bengals offense is definitely better than that. So
yeah. Josh Allen is overtaking the MVP votes right now. Over Lamar. For sure.
Over Mahomes. I think it's Allen Mahomes and then Lamar.
For now, but it wasn't like 2 weeks ago.
Well,
after Mahomes loses tonight.
To Hunter Renfro.
But the crowd goes mild.
Yeah. All right. So that is the week 5 recap for you guys. I hope that you guys enjoyed that. Quick recap on the spread picks that you can find on our TikTok at Route Runners Podcast. I'm currently in first. I had a 2-1 week. I'm 9-6 overall because I like rigging things. Jason went 1-2, so he's 8-7 in second place.
I'm tied.
Tied for second place with James.
What did Shreve do?
He went 0-3.
Oh, so, yeah. So Jason.
Thank
and I
you,
tied.
Vikings.
I am also 8-7.
Stupid half point.
Okay.
So thank
Wait,
you.
Did they win by 7?
Yeah, 7.5.
But the
Oh, you did Bears?
I would have been
Bears.
I would have been 3-0 if Teddy Bridgewater didn't die.
Wait. So. Oh, never mind.
If Bridgewater didn't die, I could have been 3-0.
Yeah.
But, you know, Skylar Thompson had to come.
Yeah, shit happens. You just get unlucky sometimes.
Yeah, no. It happens. It's fine.
Yeah, if I bet money on those, I would be doing good. I would have money, but I don't.
Yeah.
So, all right, yeah. So we hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, check those out, Route Runners Podcast. We also had a video of us drawing logos. It went very poorly. Fuck John Flatley. Just kidding. We love you, John.
Bears.
All right. Thanks for listening. See you guys later.